thanking God for His grace.
Blowing.
Thank God for His mercy.
And my little ship,
praise the Lord,
is tossing about.
Amen. For helping Sister Hart and I go to conference as well.
And there's no way.
Certainly blessed. Amen.
I can see.
And it's good to be home.
Where I'm going.
Praise the Lord. If you have your Bibles tonight,
and all
to turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
It's been thrown out.
Verses 6 and also verse 7.
And the sails.
Praise the Lord, brother.
Lord, they're
water ripped tonight to,
and they're so torn.
Irrigate this throat.
Oh,
praise
and
the Lord.
I'm so tired.
John chapter 14.
Lord,
and
I'm
verse 6.
Worn.
Jesus
oh,
said to
but
him,
with
I am
my one.
The truth.
Last outcry. Oh,
no one comes to the
point. I am reminded
through me
of this.
If you had known
reply,
me, you would have known my Father
I
also. And from now on,
an
you
anchor.
Strong. I also like for you to go
and
to the book of 3rd John.
Anchor.
The book of 3rd John.
No
verse
matter
two.
How hard the wind blows, no
beloved,
matter where my ship
that you may
goes,
prosper
is
in all things and be in health.
Jesus, I call on Jesus.
I rejoice greatly
and
when
he
brethren came
right
and testified of
to
the
hold
truth
my ship
that is
until
in you.
The storm
just
passes
you walk
through
in the truth. I have no greater joy
yes,
than to hear that my children
an anchor
in truth. Praise God.
It is
hallelujah. I have no greater joy
and
than to hear that my children walk in truth. God bless you. You may be seen.
No matter how hard the wind blows, no matter where
praise
my
the Lord
ship goes, anchor is
I remember
Jesus.
When the
Jesus,
boys were very young,
I call on Jesus.
That sometimes
and he's right
they
there.
Would come with a story that didn't seem to be
until the
exactly
storm
passes
through. Can I tell you something
now
tonight?
If you have children, you know what I'm saying.
You.
It was somewhat
you have
less than
an anchor.
The perfect truth. And after they had
he
given
is
their own rendition of the truth,
anchor.
That the other one would speak up.
No matter
and he would say something like this. Dad, do you want to
blows,
hear the real truth?
No matter where your ship goes, your
how many
anchor
of you came tonight
Jesus
to hear the real truth?
Jesus, just call on
hallelujah
Jesus.
Truth is something that
he'll
we
be right
love.
There
truth is something that
to
is
hold
very
your
valuable
ship
to each and every one of us as the children of God. Truth is something that does
yes,
not
he's
vary
right there.
The Bible says
to
in
hold
him
my ship
there is no variableness.
Until the storm
amen. There's no shadow of turning.
Through.
Amen. What is true in God
praise
today
the Lord one more time before
amen was true yesterday. And it's going to be true tomorrow. Because the truth of God is unchanging. Amen. The Bible says, ye shall know the truth. and the truth shall make you free. I'm glad that truth is not something that is constantly changing. It's not something that is relative. It's not something that adjusts to the political correctness of the day and hour. But truth is constant. In fact, constancy is very closely related to truth. To be unchanging, to be something that is an anchor, to be something that you can stake your life upon. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We live in a world of constant change. That we are in what is called autumn. And in the autumn season, the leaves begin to change on the tree. How many enjoy the beauty of autumn? There's something to be said about some changes. Not all change is bad. Amen. Sometimes that we need to change our attitude. We need to change our understanding. We need to change our spirit. And so while not all changes are bad, it is immoral to try to change God. Hallelujah. You can change what you are. You can change what you do. You can change what you say. You can change how you react. But you can't change God. You can't change the truth. You can't change that is always, has been, and always will be. Amen. We serve an unchanging God. But everything in the world is subject to change. You may be doing good right now. You may be riding high. But don't get too high when you're blessed. We have a tendency when we're doing good, we want to go and we want to spend everything we got. Amen. When we get a little money in our pocket, and oh, it's such a temptation to go out and buy that something that we have desired for a long time. Yeah, change is something that is going to be, you're not ever going to face the same problem tomorrow that you face today. It's going to be different. That life is constant change. The seasons change. Once I was young and now I'm old. But the Bible says, amen, David said, once I was young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed out begging bread. You may change in your circumstances. You may not have as much as you used to have. Or you may have more than you used to have. But one thing is certain. Amen. My God is able to supply all of your need according to His riches and glory. Can you say praise the Lord? There are many things that are changing around us because we live in a changing world. The world that we live in today is not the same as it was. And it's not going to remain as it is. But the Bible says that as it was in the days of Noah, that the imagination of man was evil continually. That we're living in a society. We're living in an age that is growing more wicked and more ungodly day by day. Nothing is going to stay the way it is. Have you ever gone back to somewhere where you used to live? To try to recapture some moment in time. You can't go back. You can't recapture the past. Nothing stays the way it was. That we're living in a world of constant change. In fact, it seems that change is the buzzword of the modern age. Change. Everybody wants change, but not all change is good change. Amen. Some changes are bad. Amen. That God doesn't want us to change for change's sake. If we change, we need to change to be more like Jesus. If we change, we need to change, amen, so that we might be more pleasing to our God. That we might be faithful to His Word. In Proverbs chapter 24, verse 21, the Bible says, do not associate with those that are given to change. Some people like constant change. Don't change something if it doesn't need to be changed. If it's not broke, then don't try to fix it. There's some things that we don't need to change. We don't need to change the gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't need to change, amen, what we believe as apostolic Christians. I believe in one God. I believe in baptism in Jesus' name for the remission of sins. I believe in receiving the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And I believe in holiness because the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Praise God. And so I thank God for those things that are constant. And one of those things is the Word of God. We cannot add to the Word of God, and we cannot subtract from the Word of God, because His Word and His revelation is forever settled in heaven. Oh, I thank God for real truth. Amen. Not everything that masquerades as truth, amen, is really the truth of the Word of God. But the real truth is going to stand the test of time. If it's really of God, amen, it's going to stand when everything else is falling. Jesus said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. Hallelujah. His word, amen, is forever settled in heaven and in earth. The environment is something that we all as individuals are affected by the environment. We want an environment that is conducive to human experience and human living. Amen. That's profitable. Amen. For our well-being, for our health and our safety and our security. We care about an environment that we can pass down to the future generations, amen, that are going to follow us. Amen. But the environment is something that's constantly evolving around us. The environment is constantly changing. Spiritual environments change. It doesn't matter what kind of environment that you find yourself in. Amen. You can still live for God. It doesn't matter whether it's a wicked environment or a godly environment. Amen. You can still be true. Amen. If you're rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Joseph was sold into slavery. His circumstances changed, not for the better, but for the worse. He became a slave, sold out by his own brothers. He was sent to a land that was far removed from where he was born, from his home and his family and his father, a land that was full of all kinds of wickedness and paganism. But Joseph stood firm. Joseph stood resolute because he had something down on the inside. Amen. That was constant. He had something, amen, down inside of him that would not waver, that would not compromise. Amen. That would not give in to the pressures of society and the forces of evil that he was surrounded by. Why? Because he had the Word of God hidden in his heart. Oh, hallelujah. David said, "Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God." Amen. We need to fall in love with the Word of the Lord. Hallelujah. History cannot be changed. What has gone forth is forever. It's forever written. Amen. We cannot change what history has already evolved. We can't change history. There are those that would rewrite history. There are historical revisionists that would put a spin upon the history of our world, the history of our nation, to put forth a certain philosophy or a certain point of view that is more in line with their own way of thinking. And so they have revised history to say what they wanted to say. But no matter what people say about history, history is what it is. Amen. Whatever occurred back there can never be changed. Can you say praise the Lord? The truth is always the truth. No matter what people may do, amen, to alter the truth. What they may do to obscure the truth. Amen. The truth will stand upon its own merit. Amen. The truth will stand when all else fails. Praise God. Hallelujah, they're making new scientific discoveries. Many new discoveries every day. Most of us, when we grew up, we believed that there were 9 planets in the solar system. And now there are only 8. But nothing's changed. Amen. God didn't remove anything from the heavens. Amen. That men just changed their definition of what they call a planetary body. And so instead of 9, now we have 8. But nothing really changed. The only thing that changed was man's observance, man's definition of the universe. But nothing really changed. We can change our definition of God, but that doesn't change God. Amen. If you call the tail of a pig a leg, how many legs does a pig have? How many? If you change the name of the tail to a leg, how many legs does a pig have? He still has 4 legs. Amen. You can call a tail, a leg, but that doesn't make it a leg. Amen. Just because, amen, somebody calls himself a Christian doesn't make them a Christian. Just coming to a church doesn't make you a Christian any more than walking into a garage makes you a car. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Truth is constant. Amen. There's something very, very important about truth. We need the truth in our inward parts. Hallelujah. Amen. If we believe that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Amen. Then we also ought to believe the apostles' doctrine.
Yes, amen.
If we believe that God, amen, never changes. Amen. Then the same God, amen, that healed and that saved and delivered, amen, in the book of Acts, is still alive and well today in the 21st century. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. And just because men say that God is dead, amen, it doesn't change God. The Bible tells us that two kings were preparing to go to war. King Ahab of the land of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of the land of Judea. And before they went to battle, King Jehoshaphat looked at King Ahab and he said, before we go out and fight, we need a word from God. We need to hear what God would have to say about this. Amen. I believe Brother Fryer preached this message, amen, not too long ago. Let's hear from God. And so King Ahab called all the prophets together. And there were about, the Bible said there were about 400 false prophets that came and said, you shall surely go up and God will deliver the enemy into your hand at Ramoth Gilead. Every one of them were in agreement. Amen. That God said, if you'll go, I will give you the victory. But there was something about, amen, the tone by which they spake. Amen. That Jehoshaphat said, isn't there any other prophets in the land besides these? It was unanimous. Everybody that prophesied was in agreement. Amen. Just because the majority says that this is the way, that doesn't mean that this is the way that we're to walk. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that broad is the way and broad is the gate that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. But straight is the way and straight is the gate that leads to eternal life, and few there be that find it. Is that what the Word of God says? Hallelujah. He said, isn't there somebody else besides these, amen, that we can call upon? He said, well, there's just one more. But I don't like the way he preaches. Because every time that he ever has a word from God, he never has anything good to say. He never approves of anything, amen, that we are doing. But he always prophesies, amen, repent. He always prophesies, walk in the ways of God. Amen. But because you ask, I'll call him. And so they call Micaiah. And Micaiah came. And they said, Micaiah, all these prophets have already prophesied. And they prophesied good things, that God's going to give the enemy into our hand. Now, what do you say? And Micaiah said, why don't you just go? Why don't you just go and have a great victory? God will be with you. Ahab said, every time I've ever called you, you've always spoken the truth. You've always told me, amen, the word of the Lord. Don't lie to me. He recognized it was a lie. But you know, there's some people that would rather believe a lie than to believe the truth and be saved. He knew that it wasn't true. And Micaiah only said it to test him. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. Because you do not heed the word of God, God will not be with you. And Ahab turned to Jehoshaphat and said, see, I told you that he wouldn't have anything good to say. Some people think that the only thing, amen, good is what tickles the ears. What satisfies the flesh. Oh, but I want to hear what thus saith the word of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Buy the truth and sell it not. The truth of God is not for sale. Amen. God has given us precious truth. God has given us something, amen, that we ought to love. Something that we ought to cherish. That something that we ought to seek after. For Jesus said in John chapter 14 in verse 6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father except by me. Can you say praise the Lord? Jesus is the only way that we can come to know truth. Because Jesus Christ was the personification of the truth. Everything that God is was revealed through Jesus Christ. He said, you cannot come to the Father except through me. Because when we see Jesus, we have seen the Father. Philip said, Lord, if you'll just show us your Father, we'll be satisfied. Oh, how many of you want to see God? Hallelujah. You want to see God in all of His glory. Jesus said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. For in Him dwelleth all of the fullness of the Godhead, bodily. And Philip said, Lord, please show us the Father. And Jesus said, Philip, have I been such a long time with you, and you've not known me? When you've seen me, you have seen the Father. Hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Truth. The real truth. Jesus is not a way. He is the way. Jesus is not a truth. He is the truth. Jesus is not a God. He's the mighty God. Hallelujah. He's not a Savior. He is the Savior. Praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that the Spirit of truth is the Holy Ghost. John 14, 17 says that the Spirit of truth will come to comfort us, to help us. Amen. But the Comforter cannot come except Jesus go away. When Jesus went away, amen, the Comforter should come. Why? Because He would come, amen, not as a man, but He would come as a Spirit, living and dwelling in the hearts and lives of everyone that believe on the name of Jesus Christ. He said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come to you. Can you say praise God? Jesus is that truth. But the world cannot receive Him. It's impossible for the world to receive Jesus. Jesus Himself said the world cannot receive it. The world doesn't see Jesus. The world doesn't know Jesus. But He looked at His disciples and He said, but you know Him. For He dwells with you, but He shall be in you. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. I'm glad we know who Jesus is tonight. He dwelt with His disciples, but He came to dwell in them. Amen. Just as He now dwells within us. For Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you fatherless. I'm not going to let you be as an orphan. But he says, I'm going to come and dwell within you, amen, as your heavenly Father. I'm not going to leave you fatherless, but I'm going to come, and my Father and I will dwell in you. Hallelujah. Because you see, the same Spirit, amen, that made Jesus Christ divine, amen, was the Spirit that moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. When God said, let there be light, and there was light. When you have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, amen, you have the Father and the Son. Amen. If you reject the Son, you reject the Father. Hallelujah. I've got the Spirit of the Son. Amen. Jesus said, the works that I do not of myself. But the Father which is in me, he doeth the works. And so if you have the Spirit of Christ, amen, you have the Spirit of the Almighty God dwelling in you, hallelujah, making you an heir and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. We're sons of God. Amen. Amen. We are sons, amen, because of the adoption. We've been adopted into the family of God that we might experience the new birth and we might, amen, be able to proclaim Jesus Christ to a world in darkness and sin. Hallelujah. When Jesus went to the cross, Pilate said to him, are you a king then? And Jesus answered Pilate, and he said, you say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born. And for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. And everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Hallelujah. If you come to the truth, you're going to heed the voice of Jesus. Amen. If you love the truth, you are going to love Jesus. If you love the truth, you're going to love the Word of God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Hallelujah. Jesus was born to bear witness to the truth. Hallelujah. In him was light. In him was life. In him was power. Hallelujah. He alone has the power, amen, to forgive sins. In his name, there is power, amen, to raise the dead. Through his name, there's power to unstop deaf ears. Through his name, there's power, amen, to open the eyes of the blind. For Jesus said, amen, I have all power in heaven and in earth. Can you say praise the Lord? Go ye therefore teaching all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I'm glad tonight to know that that name is the one name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess to the glory of God the Father. Can you say praise the Lord? There's no higher name than the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'd like to go to John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth. Amen. If you abide in my word, you're my disciples. If you abide in my word, you're going to know the truth. Because the truth is in the word of God. The word of God reveals who Jesus is. The word of God reveals the love of God. It reveals his power. It reveals his glory. He said, if you abide in that word, then you are indeed my disciples. And you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The Jews took offense at the words of Jesus because they were proud that they were the sons of Abraham. They had put so much emphasis upon their heritage, upon who they were as far as their genealogy, or who their father was. But Jesus said, amen, he said, you're of your father the devil, because Abraham wouldn't do the things that you're doing. Amen. Jesus said in one place, he said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and was glad. Abraham saw Jesus. He said, he rejoiced to see my day and was glad. And they said, you're not yet 50 years old, and you've seen Abraham. And he said to them, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Before Abraham was, I am. I'm glad I know who Jesus is tonight. Hallelujah. Would the musicians come? And we want to go in conclusion tonight. I want to read tonight from the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Beginning with verse number 9. The Bible says, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders. I want you to know that the Antichrist, the lawless one, the son of perdition, is going to come with great power. The Bible says he's going to come with the working of Satan, with all power, with signs and lying wonders. There's going to be miracles. There's going to be signs given of the supernatural. But it's not going to be of God. It's going to be according to the working of Satan. Don't you ever underestimate the power of the world, the powers of darkness. That just as there is a God in heaven, there is a devil in hell. There is an evil work that is working even in our own day. That the spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. The spirit of deception is on every hand. But if you know the truth, if you know the true God, you're not going to be deceived by a counterfeit. The Bible says, try the spirits to see whether they're of God. Not everything, amen, that claims to be of God is of God. Not everything that operates in the supernatural has the blessings of God upon it. But if you know the true God, if you know Jesus, you're not going to fall for a counterfeit. Jesus said there's going to be many that come in my name and saying, lo, here is Christ. But don't go there. Don't believe those that proclaim another Jesus. Because the Bible said this same Jesus that was taken up is going to come back. In like manners, you've seen him go away. He's going to come back in the clouds of heaven. A number of years ago, There was a false Messiah that came to Houston, Texas. His name was Guru Maharaji. Maharaji was supposed to be the incarnation of God. He was supposed to bring peace and happiness to the world. He was 16 years old. But he had a great following that believed he was God, that he was the hope of the world. I was a freshman in college, my first year in college, Texas Bible College. And I went to witness. The futility of those who worshiped this man. And I walked into that arena, an arena that would seat in excess of 60,000 people, and it was packed. Just because it's popular doesn't mean it's right. Just because every seat in the house is full doesn't mean it's of God. And they sang their songs. You know what? The music I listened to wasn't much different from some music that I hear in some churches. It was all about the beat. It was all about the sounding of the music and didn't have anything to do about the worship of the true God. I noticed this year at General Conference, the first night at General Conference, oh, it was heavenly. Maybe it's because of my age. But they actually sang songs that you could whistle to. They sang songs that magnified the name of Jesus. They talked about the cross. They talked about the blood. It wasn't I feel good, you feel good, we all feel good. You know, I don't know why people get so excited about singing the same three words 17 times. You know, after the first time, I feel good, I kind of get the idea. It insults my intelligence when we repeat the same words over and over and over again. And there's no message about Jesus. There's nothing about the cross. There's nothing, amen, about Calvary. There's nothing about the blood. There's nothing about the life-changing power of the Spirit of God. It's all about, I feel good, you feel good, let's get excited. They were excited, amen. They were shouting and dancing. If I hadn't known better, I'd thought that maybe I was in a apostolic church. They were carrying on, dancing. They were dancing down there in the arena. They were shouting. They were praising their God. I want you to know, amen, that I know who I have believed in. I know who saved me. Hallelujah. But they were carrying on so. And that little 16-year-old boy come out there and sat down on his throne. And man, the house came unglued. As they were shouting, Maharaji! Maharaji! But let me tell you something. Amen. God said, this same Jesus that you've seen go away is going to come in like manner. He's not coming on a 747. He's coming in the clouds of glory. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about the true God. I'm talking about something that doesn't change. Hallelujah. I'm glad that the old rugged cross still works. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, hallelujah, still works. Fly away. Amen. It still works. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I like some of the new songs, but some of them just don't have a whole lot of substance. But the Jesus I know, oh, is of the same substance. For He's the mighty God. Amen. The God that I know is all powerful and all knowing. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 10 says, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth. It's not enough just to know the truth. You got to love the truth. It's not enough to believe in one God. You've got to love God and love your neighbor as yourself. If you can't get along with your brother and sister, you're not going to get along in the kingdom of heaven. Because if I can't love my brother whom I have seen, how can I love God whom I have not seen? By this shall men know that you're my disciples, and that you show love one to another. If you love the truth, you're going to love God. I said, if you love truth, you're going to love God. If you love truth, you're going to love one another. If you love the truth, you're going to love the Word of God. If you love truth, you're going to love sound doctrine. If you love the truth. But because they had not a love of the truth, that they might be saved, for this reason God will send them a strong delusion, that they should believe the lie. I want you to know there is a devil out there that would like to deceive you. There's a devil out there that would try to lead you down some path that looks, it looks good, it feels good, but if it's not the truth, if it's not the way, if it's not the way, if it's not the truth, if it's not the life, amen, it's not of God, because there's just one way to God. Hallelujah. And that's through Jesus Christ. Let's stand tonight and lift our hands and worship Him and praise Him and honor God. Hallelujah. Tonight, if you've come with a need in your life, if you need healing in your body, I believe that there's a God in heaven that's able to heal. Amen. If you have sickness or disease, amen, by the power of Jesus Christ, you can be made whole. If you are in need of spiritual healing, if you need salvation, if you need deliverance from the things of the world, from the bondage of the world, there's a God tonight that's able to set you free.